Our Lady of the Trinity, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Yesterday we concluded the last and the greatest of our Christmas feasts, celebrated for 8 days, the octave. That was Epiphany. Today we go back to the regular cycle of the saints, the sanctoral cycle, starting with Saint Hilary. You might say that today's two saints tell us who it was who was born for us and what our Lord expects us to do for him, how we are to serve him. I'm thinking of the words of our Lord to Ananias, the priest who baptized Saul, who became Saint Paul. He said, "I will show him how much he is to suffer for my name." Saint Felix is commemorated today. He was a priest of the Diocese of Nola, which is in sort of southern Italy near Naples. And the bishop was a very old man, and his name was Saint Maximinianus, and he had been tortured for the faith, and he just had a fear that he couldn't take it anymore, and so he was inspired to go and hide himself in the forest. And then Saint Felix, his priest, was inspired to go looking for him, and he found him in a miserable state on the ground, almost starving to death. And Saint Felix, as a loyal priest, sort of picked up the old bishop and put him on his back and held him by his shoulders, you know, and carried him to a pious widow where he was fed and nourished and taken care of. And then he went back to fight the heretics or the pagans himself, and he reproached them boldly. He was tortured more than once for the faith, put into prison, and an angel came and delivered him at night, as St. Peter had been delivered by an angel. Then he's on the street, he's making his escape to go say Mass and take care of the Christians in town, and the pagans are after him, and they're just about on him when he is inspired again, Holy Ghost, to hide between two walls. There was just enough room for him. He was a very, very thin priest, of course, and he just slipped in there, and the soldiers are just about on him, when a spider spun a web of such depth that nobody could see who was behind on the other side, and they never thought to look. So that's one of the stories of St. Felix of Nola. Never, out of humility, he never would agree to be the bishop of the place, and he's honored as a martyr because he suffered so much for the Catholic faith. You might say the same thing could be said of St. Hilary. He suffered very, very much for the Catholic faith, too. About a century after St. Felix, about 353, he was born in France and was of the Roman nobility, a pagan, very educated man in all the classical ways of rhetoric and philosophy, and read himself into the Catholic faith just by his reading and by his study, including his study of nature. He saw that there must be a God. He said, all of creation praises God. And as a pagan, he used to love to read the last gospel and to meditate upon it. Well, you can be sure that he would have received, as he did, the gift of faith. After he was baptized, he and his wife and his daughter lived as though they were living in a monastery. And so it wasn't surprising that the people pitched upon him to become the next bishop of their city, Poitiers. And he was elected the bishop and almost right away got involved in all of the terrible disputes concerning our Lord's divinity and the Blessed Trinity. And because he stood up for Christ's divinity and would not go along with the Arians, he was considered a troublemaker. He was exiled all the way to Turkey. He used his time there to write 3 books on the Blessed Trinity, which were so brilliant, so inspired. He presented them to the heretical emperor that they decided to send him back to France just to get rid of him. And there he received St. Martin, who had become the Bishop of Tours, and encouraged him in the foundation of his monastery. And so the faith was just passed from one generation to another. They say that St. Hilary read himself into the knowledge of the Catholic faith and the gift that our Lord gave him, the gift of the faith. consider the value and the importance in this new year of spiritual reading for all of us. You don't need to read a lot. You should read quietly and slowly and think about your words, but as a great power to inspire to do spiritual reading, as well as to read so as to study the faith. There are lots of ways of reading just for fun or for entertainment, and in their place they're fine. But we should remember most of all to nourish our faith and the spirit of prayer. And that reminds me of a great monk whom we honored on Wednesday, and his name was St. Theodosius the Cenobiarch, and he was in charge of all of the monks. There were hundreds and hundreds of them in the Holy Land in the 6th century. And he was a very, very busy monk. Talk about busy in work. He built 4 churches for the different languages of monks that were there in his monastery, and he built 3 hospitals for those who that were sick, or kind of a nursing home, and for those who were mentally ill. And thus he took very good care of all of his monks. But they say he kept the presence of God always in mind by his reading, which would be extraordinary back then because books were so rare, they had to be copied out by hand, and so precious. But he found the books, and he found the time, and they helped him to stay always in the presence of God, busy though he was. That's probably a good resolution for us, don't you think, in the new year? There's everybody and everything that wants to make us compromise our faith, either to become a pagan or to become a heretic. But if we continue to read, study our faith, we can keep our zeal fired up. A little bit of spiritual reading for all of us in this new year. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.